Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. And there are people listening. I've got over 320 subscribers now on Substack, so hello. I just got back from about 3 weeks of travel. We went to Kansas City for my daughter's volleyball nationals, which is like preteen hell because it's the ages of 10 to 13. We came back for a couple of days and went to Japan for a couple of weeks, and it was beautiful. Loved it, loved the food. It was hot as balls. We are all still recovering from all the walking and the heat and the jet lag, but we're here and we're back. One thing that I've been really wanting to talk about is how I fixed my credit. It starts when I was 18. No one really talked to me about how credit worked, interest, and any of these things. Not that it was anybody's fault or anybody's job to teach me, and I'm sure I was a little stubborn ox as well, and I didn't ask questions, but I ended up getting a Capital One credit card when I was about 20. I was dating some fuckboy at the time who convinced me to get a $5,000 personal loan to buy furniture for an apartment. I'm pretty sure he got some clothes out of it. And when we broke up, naturally, he did not offer to pay any of it back. I was already at the edge, I would say, of being able to make my payments. I had a small car payment as well. Cell phone, I was living on my own already. I had rent and all the good things that come with living on your own. And then the financial crisis of 2008 happened. Actually, I was working at a credit union at the time, and then I voluntarily left because I moved to San Diego. I got a job with Chase, and then I got an opportunity to go to the NBA Summer League in Vegas, and my new job didn't want to give me the time off, so like an idiot, I quit and went to the Summer League. And not understanding what was happening in our economy at the time, despite knowing that branches at my old job were closing at a pretty rapid rate, my cocky and arrogant self thought I could just find another job when I get back. Well, that didn't happen. It actually took about 10 months for me to find a temporary job. And all in all, it actually took me about 6 years to get to the rate that I was making before the financial crisis happened. Because of these series of events, I couldn't pay any of my bills. I couldn't pay my credit card. I literally had zero income. I couldn't pay the personal loan, like none of it. And I had some other small credit cards from retail stores. I had a Best Buy card, I had a Macy's card, I had an Express card. Because I couldn't make any of my payments, my credit score went to shit. It was bad. It was in the 500s. I had all of this debt. I had collectors calling me all day long. They were sending letters to my parents' houses. A very embarrassing time. That started in 2009, and I didn't start fixing it until 2017. It was 8 years of having bad credit. There is a price to that. There's a price to not having a good credit score. For example, I couldn't get approved for an apartment on my own. One of my best friends, even though she'll probably never admit this, moved from West Hollywood, where she was working, back to San Gabriel Valley, and we ended up moving in together. And it was really because of her credit that we were able to get approved. When you have bad credit, it's really difficult to buy a car. Even if you are approved, you're paying an insane amount of interest. When I was pregnant with Katie, I needed a bigger car because the car I had at the time was just a two-door. I had to depend on her dad to co-sign with me on a car. Because he was co-signing for it, he had more authority in which car we were going to get. We ended up getting a car that he wanted. It was the first car we test drove, which is rule number one when you buy a car. Don't buy the first car you drive. But we got that car, and his credit wasn't that great either, and the interest rate on that car was 9%. I couldn't get a cell phone on my own without having to put down a significant amount of money as a deposit, which I don't remember, but it was between $100 and $300, I believe, which at the time I just didn't have. I was also living in fear that when I was going through the background check process for any jobs, that they were doing a credit check, and I was in fear that they wouldn't approve me to start a job because my credit was so bad. So 9 years of this fear, this dependency I had to have with other people, and I'm so grateful for the people that supported me during that time. But it was a very shameful time for me because the perception that I felt that everybody had of me was, I have all my shit together. And I just didn't. I didn't have it all together. And my bad credit was a big part of it. So 2017 came, and I just really wanted to start focusing on fixing my credit. Here's the step-by-step process that I did to take my credit from being in the low 500s to most recently, my credit score is at 795. The first thing I did was I went on freeannualcreditreport.com and pulled my credit report from all three major bureaus: Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. I reviewed all three credit reports from each of the three bureaus, and then whatever was negatively impacting my credit score, I filed a dispute. Because it had been years later since those credit files were closed, they had been sold off to one collection agency after another. Even the names that were showing up on my credit report, I honestly didn't know where it originated from, like which card it originated from. So I filed a dispute with all of the things that indicated was hurting my credit score, and I selected the reason, I don't know where this came from, or I don't know what this is. One by one, I went through each of the credit reports, because there's three of them, and a lot of the accounts are showing up, obviously, for all three, and I disputed each one on all three of them. Then I waited 60 days and repulled my credit reports. It wasn't free anymore. I paid maybe $20 or something like that. And to my surprise, a lot of those accounts had fallen off because, again, they had been sold and sold and sold to so many different collection agencies that they couldn't really root back to where it came from. Now, mind you, the balances of these collections were not really that high. We're talking a few hundred dollars to maybe, I think the biggest one was 1200 or maybe $2,000, but they weren't that high, relatively speaking. A company is not going to spend a lot of time fighting or defending a $300 balance. It's likely that they will just let it come off because they're probably spending their time on much bigger balances. My credit score started to improve immediately after that. Not a lot, it wasn't good yet, but it did start to increase over time. Whatever was left on my credit report, because there were things that were left there, they were proven that they were my debts. I called the creditor, understanding what my balance was, figuring out, okay, what can I pay today, and tried to get them to settle the debt. There are companies out there that will do this for you. You hear these ads on the radio, on TV about debt consolidation. This is basically what they do. And how they make money is that, let's just say I told the debt consolidation company, I have $1,000 that I can pay on this account. The company will call the creditor and try to settle the debt for $600. And whatever they can get the creditor to settle for, the debt consolidation company keeps the difference. I felt comfortable doing this myself because there wasn't a lot of creditors I needed to call. There were maybe three of them. It didn't seem worth the money to pay someone to do it for me at the time. I called whatever remaining creditors were left and I settled with them and paid those accounts off. Another portion of my credit report that was hurting my credit score was the outstanding medical bills that hospitals report unpaid. I also saved up money and paid those off. Now that my debt was cleared, it was time for me to start working on my credit history and payment history. For the next few months, I put some money aside until I got to $500, and then I reached out to my credit union and inquired about getting a secured credit card. If you don't know what a secured credit card is, a secured credit card is where you put the money in a savings account. The creditor offers this card with the limit of whatever money you put in the savings account, so it guarantees that they will get paid no matter what, and you're not allowed to touch that money in that savings account. You're probably asking, well, what's the point of that? Well, the point of that is the credit bureaus don't understand the difference. If you're using the credit card and you're using it and you're paying it off and using it and paying it off, you're starting to build your good credit history and your good payment history. Believe it or not, even though paying off the debts helped my credit score was still bad. But when I got this secure card and I started using it month after month, using it and paying it, using it and paying it, that's when I saw the biggest improvement in my credit score. My credit had gone from high fives, maybe low sixes, to 630, 640 within 5 or 6 months of using that secure credit card. Now we're in mid-2017. I was like, let me try to apply for a regular credit card and, see what happens. I applied for an American Express Gold card because they sent me a pre-approval offer. And at this time, I was getting a lot of pre-approval offers from different credit cards. But some of them had annual fees without any real benefits, or they were particularly for people with bad credit, which means the interest rates were super high, and I didn't really want to deal with those. But I really wanted an American Express because of the points that you get. I ended up being approved for a $5,000 credit limit for their gold card. At this point, my credit was okay, it was good, but it wasn't great. But I'm going to conclude this part one, and I hope that whoever is struggling with a low credit score and the shame that comes with it, I understand it. I've been through it. It is a long game. It takes some time to crawl out of it, but if you start right away, even in the steps that I just gave you, just start. Just start, and there's nothing to be ashamed about. You will get there. Things happen. Life happens. It's a great lesson to learn. In part two, I'm going to go over how I took it from good to great, which involved a little bit more of a robust process because life happens. You acquire debts, things happen, there's lessons you still need to learn. But part two will be for paid subscribers on my Substack. So if you're super interested in it, highly recommend that you join as a paid subscriber because I will give you the full proof process. But if not, and if you're at a point where you want to use the steps that I talked about in part one, have at it. Let me know how it goes. I hope it's helpful. And thank you for being here.